independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
In order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. So we're getting out, but we will start to negotiate and we will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
What do you mean you're leaving? We just got here. You've only been here since November of last year and you're already leaving? Now the world hates you. That's what we think of you, Perry. We will never remember Perry, Mr. Trump. Just think of that. You've destroyed our world. So now the world is over, people. We've pulled out of the climate accord. How do you feel? Are you upset? Are you sad? Are you depressed? I don't care. It doesn't change at all one bit of my day. I went to Del Taco, the same thing I do pretty much every day. Got my lemonade, little cookie, right? Had my lunch the same. But it was weird because when I was out there, I saw a polar bear skateboarding by me. He had a headband on. He was doing tricks. And he looked at me and said, you know, I'd be on a big thing of ice right now if it wasn't for global warming. Gosh, it's a horrible, horrible situation.
The Paris Climate Accord is simply the latest example of Washington entering into an agreement that disadvantages the United States to the exclusive benefit of other countries.
There was a lot in that. Can I just say that? There was a lot of that in this thing. We were obligated and bound by a lot of things that other countries weren't. Other countries weren't. And we were. There's a lot to what he's saying there. They fooled you. They have fooled you. You see an animal, right? And it's floating around, a little penguin just swimming all by itself. Nothing. Oh, my God, the penguin. Right? They show you a dusty plane and a dead animal that's nothing left on it but a bit of fur and just some bones. The global warming. It's what it is. And he's like, shut up. You know what? I'm going to do the same thing to you that I do to that stupid Sarah McLachlan song when it comes on. I turn it off because they're using the same emotional grab to get money from you and to control. I want to take care of our environment. I think we need to do a hell of a better job. I think green energy is going to be better for us in the long run. But I don't think we need to destroy ourselves along the way, knowing full well that nobody else is going to be the same thing. Why should we have to play by different rules than everybody else? And why do we need to follow the rules? It's funny. You know, the last president who got us into this thing always talked about the fact that America doesn't have the moral authority. You know what? You can't be passive aggressive. You want to play like we have the moral authority. You want us to act like we have the moral authority. And if we ever bring it up, you're like, we can't say that. The world's facts, not feelings. When you have to go back over and over again to your models to remodel it to fit the narrative that you need, that goes to show me things. When you can go hire scientists to find out a way to spin soda, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, any of these drinks as something that's nutritious, I can sure in the hell find enough people, tug at enough heartstrings, use enough groupthink and pressure to get people to talk about, you know, this, as maybe it's not what they think it is. Green energy is the future. Absolutely. Don't BS me, right? Don't BS me. I don't need that. Just tell me, look, man, there's a lot of money to be made in this thing. Grab a hold of it, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness. I'm up for that. And if we can save some animals along the way, fantastic. But don't tell me anything other than that. We're placating a bunch of Euro snobs who don't give a rat's ass about us and think we're ugly Americans. And much of the people in the media are going along with, yeah, we're ugly Americans. You got that right, kids. You got that right. That's exactly what Trump is. It's not all of us. No. You know what? He's my president. He's your president. He's not my president. He is your president. Said it all along, and I'll continue to say it. he's your president. And if you say he's not your president, I remind you, if you're on an airplane and you're 35,000 feet in the air and you go, this guy's not my pilot, I will remind you, he's your pilot. He made the decision. He said he was going to get out of it, and he has. And a lot of this in this Paris Accord was mostly about hamstringing us and taking money and redistributing it to poorer nations, which will, first and foremost, again, if you're on the left, wake up. We're paying nations not to become industrialized and compete with us. Not just us, but Western Europe, around the globe. We're paying poor nations not to be capitalistic because they may compete in the marketplace. It's big business under the guise of country, under the guise of cuddly, make you feel good.
As someone who cares deeply about the environment, which I do, I cannot in good conscience support a deal that punishes the United States, which is what it does.
Yeah. Why should we be punished, right? China, by the way, pollutes as much as we do. Do you think China's going to stop down and say, we got to care for the polar bears? No, I do not believe so. I do not believe they give a rat's ass about any of the stuff that the Greenpeace people are screaming, that the clean energy tree huggers are screaming, that any of these people are screaming. This is as much about big business as it is anything else. But it makes you feel good. The military-industrial complex does not make you feel good. The pharmaceutical-industrial complex does not make you feel good. The green energy, hug a tree, save a polar bear makes you feel good. It's about feelings, not facts. That right there lays it out for you, 100%. I don't know if he really cares a ton about the environment. I think like a lot of people, you ask most people, you go up to somebody today and say, hey, let me ask you a question. You care about the environment? Absolutely, I care about the environment. If I was to tell you today that you could offset your footprint, but you'd have to reduce the hours you work a week, therefore reducing the number of dollar bills you bring into your bank account every single week, that reduces the fact that you have money to pay bills, are you okay with that because it makes you feel good? No. Okay. Are you sure? Because this just should make you feel good. Makes me feel good. Yeah, but it's not your life. It's my life. Yeah, but I don't care because I'm about feeling good. I don't care about how you feel.
Begin negotiations to reenter either the Paris Accord or in really entirely new transaction on terms that are fair to the United States.
It's so ridiculous. And I love how, like, Merkel and all of them come out. Well, there is no renegotiating. Well, then fine. Deal with it. You take your ball. Oh, wait. We have the ball. Well, go play your game. You guys can play with the invisible ball. Scored. Right? Yeah. That's it. You know what this reminds me of? This is one of those, you guys are a band. That's no longer a band. Oh, sure, you have the name The Four Tops, but none of you are actually The Four Tops, right? You're Smokey Robinson, but Smokey's not there, right? I mean, come on. Sure, it's Journey, but really, is it Journey? Because Steve Perry's not in the band. It's a karaoke band. That's what it is. That's what now the Climate Accord is officially Journey. We have set it to be so, Producer Phil. The Climate Accord is officially Journey.
I am marking this day down.
Oh, hey, we have got a breaking news out of the world of entertainment. There will be a Sharknado 5. Yes. Yes, indeed. And we have the list of people in Sharknado. Ian Ziering and his bionic wife, Tara Reid's April, will be back. Get ready for that one. Charo, right? Fresh off Dancing with the Stars, Margaret Cho, Clay Aiken, Tony Hawk, Fabio. This is the great. What do you think Charo's playing? What character is Charo playing?
The Coochie Girl?
The Queen of England. Oh. Speaking of a disaster, my God, I love it. Have you ever, if you've never watched any of these, they are the worst, best fun 2 hours on television. It is so ridiculous. It is hilarious. If you've never seen one, I just say watch one. They're horrible. The acting's horrible. I think if you acted really well, they would say stop. Be more porn star than actual actor. Be more of that. I would, God, it's so, so great. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. I'm actually more excited about Sharknado 5 coming out in August. And I love how it is now June 1st. They've just started shooting it. It'll take them like 3 weeks to shoot, 20 minutes to edit. And then they'll spend all of a week putting on their special effects with like crayons. They're just going to have people draw on the screen. What do you think should happen? It's the Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
Laughing people are sending me all kinds of tweets. You could tweet at the show at Chad Benson. I just tweeted is the hashtag Paris Agreement. Now the journey or queen of agreements, i.e. lacking a lead singer. I believe that to be true. I absolutely do. And this is the thing. So the rest of the world now is they're angry at us. They're pissed at us. We broke up with them. We broke up. You know what this does for a lot of these small countries? You're like, well, this isn't legitimate. And where are we going to get all the money we were promised? Because it wasn't coming from nobody else is ponying up like we are. Like everything else. I don't see everybody else ponying up. There is something to this. We've been paying the freight for a while. Everybody's got to get involved. And here's something else. If the world's that destroyed, and I hear all the time before it's too late, I've been hearing that for 2 decades. I've been hearing that for 3 decades. I heard that when on the cover of Time, the new Ice Age was being ushered in. I have heard this for so long. If it is that desperate, then you need to take cars, kill all of the animals that cause this horrific flatulence. And it's burping, right? That's what we found out last week. It's the burping that apparently is bad for the animals. The atmosphere. It's killing the atmosphere. If it's this bad, then that's what you do, right? This calls for desperate, desperate times. This is something that is virtually nothing. It makes people feel good, solves none of the problems that they say we have on models they have built that barely work ever. Righty Jim just tweeted at us, when someone develops a working model to explain past temperatures and future temps, then I will listen. Otherwise, it's a hypothesis lacking verification. Yeah. That's what it is. Again, I have seen it, the hockey stick, the whole 9 yards. I've seen all that stuff. I'm waiting. I think we're all waiting for something. What's it going to do? How's it going to work? But it's a temperature. It's gone up a degree. Okay. Has it? Has it gone up a degree? Well, in the past, we've looked, and I'm really, how did you know? I got scientist buddies. They said, look, a lot of this stuff are working models. They're hypotheses. You have to prove out things. And what scientists love to do is go and challenge other scientists to prove offs. Right? That's like you got served, but in science world. They want you to prove it. You've proved out a model. They're going to look at your model. They're going to tear it apart from top to... They're still tearing apart Einstein's theories. It's what it is. We need to take better care. But if you want to get people on the right involved, let me give you a hint, people on the left. Tell them there's money involved. You guys are feelings. They live in facts. Tell them there's money involved. You're going to make a ton of money. There's lots of money. There's Uber amounts of money. There's so much money, we're going to be backing trucks up to your house. You know what you'll get? People involved. As we do every day at this time, we like to break it down from top to bottom, giving you a little bit more street cred. We call this our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Our urban word of the day. We were going to do this the other day, but we had so many other awesome urban words, including yesterday's great word, which was kafefi. When you say kafefi, doesn't that make you feel a little awkward? That's both awkward and weird at the same time, making the person you're with completely uncomfortable. Awkward is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Ah, man. Let's take a look here at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Oh, sad news. Edith Fuller, the little six-year-old's been disqualified for using steroids. No, wait. Oh, hold on. Why was she disqualified? Who? Fuller, she correctly spelled the word nicicity and tapas. And then what? I mean, did she test positive or something? Could you test positive? Oh, guess what? Okay. She was disqualified in the finals due to her performance on a written test. This is a spelling test that you spell to people. How are you disqualified? Ah, my goodness. I want a do-over here. I want a do-over. I need a do-over. Somebody call somebody. You can't do that to poor Ethan. Right? She can spell with her mouth like A-B-C-D. She knows how to spell restaurant, nicicity, tapas, T-A-P-A. She can spell confeffi, C-O-V-F-E-F-E. It's funny how many people I saw try to tweet confeffi and their machines automatically change it to coffee. You're like, that's not funny. Oh, I get what you're trying to do. Damn you, machine. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Following Clinton's remarks at a conference Wednesday that she lost because of fake news and Russian interference, Trump tweeted that Clinton refuses to admit that she was a terrible candidate. Clinton responded with Trump's own misspelled tweet about negative press kofefe that became an online sensation the night before, writing, "People in kofefe houses shouldn't throw kofefe." Trump's son Donald Trump Jr. got in the last word, tweeting to Clinton, "What house is he in again? That's what I thought." Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Scoreboard! Like, that's a drop the mic, right? Like, you drop the mic on that one. You're like, ooh, like Sexual Chocolate. Remember that? Remember that band? You remember that? Coming to America? Sexual Chocolate. What house is he in again? The house that you're not in. Oh, you've been here before, right? But you're not here that way. You got kafefe'd by El Jefe. Good night now. Thanks for coming. So you pull Dr. Dow off a plane, he screams, why, right? You know, okay, so then you got to pay him a lot of money. Then you got, you know, this lady gets hit with a stroller, right? It's a big to-do. We got all kinds of arguments and fights going on. It's all big news, right? Huge news, right? You know, lady's got to pee in a cup, right? Right? All that stuff's going on. Huge news. Here's something that should be bigger than all of those put together when it comes to aviation. Not a word. Not a word. Nowhere. Nowhere are you hearing this. FAA is going to fine United $435,000. Producer Phil, do you want to know why they're going to fine United?
I would love to know why they're going to fine United.
They flew a plane 23 times while it was not airworthy.
See, this is why I don't fly United.
Yeah. The FAA had not inspected a fuel pump pressure switch after it was repaired, but United's like, we'll do it ourselves. We'll fly. It's okay. This is the Boeing Dreamliner that United Mechanics served as on June 9, 2014. They replaced the fuel pump pressure switch in response to a problem the flight crew had documented 2 days before. And according to the government, United flew the plane 23 times domestic and international before doing the required inspection of said switch, which took place later that month. Yeah. That right there, that's the stuff that you need to pay attention to. The Dr. Dows of the world, all of that crap, that to me right there. You flew an airplane that wasn't inspected. Now, there probably was zero worries. I think the United crew and the United mechanics took care of it, put it on properly. It's about just saying, hey, you know what? We've checked it off here. And you do realize every day those planes are on the ground, it's like $1 million a day they're losing. That's how expensive it is to keep those planes on the ground. It's expensive. That's why if you go in, like when Boeing and all of McDonnell Douglas back in the day, all these people would do repairs, there was a deadline. And every day after that, those repair companies were fined by the carriers because they need those planes to be in service. It's expensive. But this right here, man, I tell you what, I want to know it's good to go. I do. That's a big story. That's a big story. Dr. Dow getting the blank out, not as huge as you think, right? But we're frustrated because here's the deal. Yeah, you know, we all fly at some point in time, and I guess, you know, we all get frustrated at times. Let's be real. Traveling can be a huge pain in the ass. We know that. But it is, it's to me, airworthiness is more important than whether or not the air steward or whatever is kind to me.
Hey, Chad.
I want to know I'm going to land. Yes?
As the Chad Benson Show aviation expert, I would like, well, aviation authority, let me say that. I would just like to say I'm going to put a lot of the onus on this one on Boeing because the 787 has been nothing but a disaster for them.
There's just some companies that just, they never seem to get out of their own way, right? And some companies that will have missteps and they survive it, no problem. And other companies that are, they just don't seem to get out of the way. United's had, Delta's, they've had some issues. I mean, all of them have issues. You deal with it, that many people, you're going to have issues because we're human beings and we're all a pain in the ass at some point in time. Although there's some people out there who do not believe that. But everybody at some point in time is a pain in the ass or has a bad day. But nowadays, boom, bad day can go crazy. All right, Phil, you are the aviation/travel expert. I want to get your opinion on this. Microsoft's co-founder rolled out that world's largest plane, the Stratolaunch.
I saw pictures, yeah.
How is that a plane when it looks like it's two planes? Like the Spruce Goose was a plane.
There have been a lot of dual-hull airplanes. Unfortunately, I can't think of an example offhand, but there have been a few. It's a monster, though.
It is. 117-meter wingspan. So at, 120 yards, 122 yards wingspan. It's big, right? So you got a six-engine dual-hulled Stratolaunch aircraft, and it's apparently going to be launching. It's designed to launch satellites into orbit. So I don't know. I mean, I looked at it, like, it's the world's largest airplane. I'm like, yeah, but it looks like it's two airplanes. Right? Like if you get on top of my shoulders, Phil, right? If you get on top of my shoulders, that doesn't make us the tallest people in the world. It just makes it two people. That's the way I looked at that. Maybe I'm a jerk. I don't know. But you're the aviation expert, so you would know better.
Well, I think not the Dragon or SpaceX, one of them that launches the tourist vehicles is, I believe, dual hold.
Yeah. Well, and they measure it by what? The length of the air for the wings. Right. So it's the length of the wings. So you could have like six of them across. Whoa, look at that. That's huge. I just look at when I look at an airplane, I look at something like the Spruce Goose as a single hull it's still the biggest, right? I don't think we've done anything bigger.
Yeah, and that was a disaster, too.
That did not go the way that he thought. But hey, if you got that kind of money, you blow it. Speaking of money, guess what, economy? It's looking good.
253,000 ADP reporting that payrolls rose by 253,000 in the month of May. That's against an estimate of just 180,000. How'd we do it? Small business up at 83,000, medium business 113,000, and large business 57,000. So the medium 50 employees to 500 employees is the sweet spot this month.
That's it. Sweet spot. The ADP think that they were going to have about 189,000 jobs, 185,000 jobs added. We added more than that. People are feeling confident. People are feeling good that the economy is moving in the right direction, even though we're not growing the way that we thought, as fast as we thought. We're still in the infancy of this president's presidency, and a lot of people believe that this president was going to be the business president, and he's still getting that going. There's still a lot of things out there, but I think people are excited. There could be tax reform. I think people are confident the rollback, a lot of these ridiculous regulations, and you know, with tax reform, ridiculous regulation rolls back, people are feeling like, hey, this thing's going to start to explode. It's going to start to move forward. This is Mark Zandi of Moody's.
Mark, what's going on here? We're accelerating at a time when everybody thought we were moderating.
Yeah, a big number. And, you know, if you look at the internals of the ADP data, they all look really strong. This 250K is three times the rate of the growth in the underlying labor force. So that means the unemployment rate, which is 4.4%, is quickly headed to 4%.
Yeah. And you know what? We get down to that 4%. We're getting down to essentially we have no unemployment anymore. But are the jobs that are being created good jobs? That's the number one thing. And if you look at the job market right now, and this is important for people out there who are looking for jobs, who are thinking about hiring, it's becoming a tight job market, meaning you've got some workers out there that you've got more jobs out there, and there are skilled employees out there. The fit is becoming good, and it's almost to the point where it's becoming a job market that is good for the employee. It's going to be tougher for the employer to find the good hire. That's important. Because you can always use ZipRecruiter, of course, but it is important. And that's what we want, because the jobs that were created on Obama's watch, and let's not, I'm not here to sit here and say, oh, he was horrible at job creation. He created a lot of jobs. If you go by the numbers of the amount that he created, there was job creation. But if you look at what was created, that's the struggle, right? You may have shot 100 squirrels, but this guy got an elephant. Which one's going to feed more? That's the way you have to look at it. We lost the elephant jobs. We brought back squirrel jobs. Is this going to be something like we're bringing back the $15, $20, $30 an hour jobs? And I think that to be so. I really do. And as the market starts to expand, as you start to see workers who are already starting to do it now, they feel comfortable enough to step away from their position. If they don't get the raise that they want, that they know that they can find a job based on their skill set within 30 days. That means lots of jobs out there, and there's going to be competition for employees. And if there's competition, it means better wages. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, as always, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Vacation. We love taking it. We all do. We all need to take a deep breath, get the hell away from everything. Come on now. We all do. I know I do. You know what's great, though? When I go on vacation, my family goes on vacation, because they have SimpliSafe, we don't worry about anything. And not just about the potential of people coming into your home, taking your stuff, doing damage to your goodies, memories. No, what about the things inside? Many of us have gone away. How many of you out there listening right now have left the home, even if it's for an hour or two, and you left something on? I've done it with pans. I know a lot of people out there have done it with curling irons. Wow. You see, with SimpliSafe Home Security, if that was to happen and something was to go wrong and a fire was started, SimpliSafe's 24-hour, round-the-clock professional security monitoring would be there in an instant. They would pick up the smoke alarm. They would alert the authorities. And you, yes, you and your home and your memories, safe. That's the amazing thing with SimpliSafe. No hidden fees, no contracts, less than $15 a month. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch and lightning fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today and you're going to get my special 10% discount. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your home security system. Simplysafe.com/Benson. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Jim Carrey has come out and defended old Kathy Griffin there about the head thing. He said that, look, you know what? Comics are, they're the whole truth in this. They're the ones who are really telling the truth, and that you should be able to cross the line because the line's not real. It's imaginary. And I said yesterday, just like Phil said it today, but we've been all saying, you own the thing. You know, you could say it's in poor taste because it's a human being. It's the president. You respect the office, right? Here's my thing and then he talked about that's what comics are supposed to do and they tell the truth. Here's where I differ from Jim in this is because if you're a comic that's willing to go at both sides, I got no problem with that. All right? But if you're not willing to do that. And the other thing is this is a departure of what she does. I've seen Kathy Griffin in concert. She doesn't take somebody's head up there. All right. This was a political statement. This was not comedy. Yes, you pushed the line. Yes, you're a satirist. I understand that. That's what you're supposed to do. But you kind of deviated a little bit. Like, if you go up and do prop comedy, right? You're like, what the hell was that? Like, she's not a prop comic. But that's what comics are supposed to do. And I defended her, and she should have owned it. And what she did was wrong. And everybody's got a feeling in this because people vote for it. If somebody did that to your dad, like a satirical thing about that to your dad, you may be pissed too, right? But I didn't vote for your dad, so I don't know. Or maybe your dad would have made a good president. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. But I have zero, like I said, I think what she did was wrong. I think she should apologize in a better way. But this is what Jim Carrey said. And putting this in print, you can probably, dare I say, expect this. Also, Jim, I had a dream the other night. I was playing golf with Trump. I was standing beside him with a club in my hand, and I was considering my options when suddenly I woke up. It was one of those dreams where you just want to get back to sleep so you can finish it, you know? I think in many ways that's saying I want the president over the head with a golf club and finish the job. But you're supposed to push the envelope in comedy. That's what you're supposed to do. You're absolutely supposed to push the envelope, and I wish people understood that. Knee-jerk reaction is what we get from a lot of people. Fear, knee-jerk reaction, anger. Take a deep breath, let it go, right? Doesn't affect your life. You can be angry. You should have an opinion, but don't let it ruin your life. That's what politics wants you to do. They want to play off your emotions. Every politician, they like playing off emotions. They paint pictures. It's throwing grandma off a cliff, right? It's taking money away from people and hand it to other people who just sit around all day and don't work, and they just take that money and they spend it on, you know, on snacks and lottery tickets. Anger, fear, it's all emotion. But you and I get up every day and we go to work because we got jobs. Because we got a life. We got things to do. There's only so much emotion. Look, I'm not a super emotional guy. I'll get pissed once in a great while, but I'm not like, oh, I'm not. You know, with Jack. Jack gets me. Like last night, there was a life or death situation with young Jackster. 7 years old, lives the greatest life in the world. His birthday's 2 weeks away. Going to be seven. He's so excited. First basketball practice yesterday. His mom sends me pictures. Finally, he's wearing shorts because he hates to wear shorts because SWAT guys don't wear shorts. Ninjas don't wear shorts, right? Which is true. It's not many times I've seen ninjas in shorts. But still, Jack got home last night and his beloved pet fish, Leo, had died. Just devastating. You know, like Leo is on the nightstand next to him. He sees him every morning. He feeds him. He loves Leo. And he had died. And he was so upset. Like, you could hear it. And you feel bad. And I'm like, well, you know, this is what happens. It's life. And you're trying to explain something. But when you're, you know, when you're almost 7 years old, it's a crushing thing. You learn something. There was my emotion last night. There was my emotion. But, yeah, don't let people prey on the emotions. That's what they do. That's what they all do. That's what she did. She wanted to evoke a reaction from people, and she did. And it was a reaction that backfired on her when it came to her, you know, Kathy Griffin, when it came to the dollar bills of her life. But she wanted to evoke some sort of reaction. She did. She crossed the line. Could comics do that? She'll do it again. We'll all do it again. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You would text the program, as always, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.